I have to also tell you that I have no personal financial relationships with commercial interests to disclose relevant to this presentation. I do work with six other people in the local health section at the Bureau of Local and Rural Health at Kansas Department of Health and Environment. And our little section serves, people think of us as a resource for information on public health workforce development, on accreditation, on community health assessment, on quality improvement, and on public health in general. And I think because we're all, you know, no matter what those topics are, we always seem to be in the middle of all of those things and at the hub of all of those activities. We publish an electronic newsletter every month called Connections that goes out, and we are able to track how many people click on that each month, and we're up to 10 to 11,000 hits on that a month. Which is amazing because in Kansas, when you count all the local health department people and the state health department people, we only have about 3,000. So I don't know whether people just keep coming back and back, or, you know, I think we have a wide variety of folks in the state, and the word's getting out to other states that that's a good source of information. So we're excited about that. We also have regional meetings of local health department administrators that we go to those meetings. They're quarterly, and we set the agenda for those meetings. And so we do serve as a liaison between the local health departments and the state health department. So we have kind of a pulse on what's going on at the local health departments too. And I'm 54 years old. I'm not afraid to tell you how old I am. And I will tell you this. I'm sorry, Shirley, if you're afraid to tell for me to tell you how old you are. But she is the youngest one of the older people in our group. There's one youth in our group that's in his 30s, and the rest of us are within 2 years of age of my age. And so, you know, we've been around for a while, and so people think we know information, and so they ask us a lot of questions. And some of the questions that they ask us are, you know, these questions come up over and over again. You know, can't you put together some kind of basic orientation that we can use for all of our workforce here at the local health departments? And could you help me put together a job description for each of my employees? How do I ever keep these straight? You know, core functions, essential services, core competencies. I keep getting those confused. And there are so many courses out there right now, I don't know which ones to choose. Can't you just tell me which the best ones are and just send those to me? Is there any way to create just a basic training plan for my staff and put it in a training plan? And where do I find the best resources for community health assessment? Tell me that. I want the TurboTax method. You press the button and it just leads you through it. How do I find the public health data that I need? So the essential services tool is a combination of many of the ideas that we've worked on during the past few years in trying to help answer many of the questions that we've heard time and time again. Before I go into the tool, I'd like to tell you a little background about Kansas. So I'm going to show you a couple of pretty pictures of Kansas, because people always say, well, a lot of people just drive through Kansas on their way to Colorado. So I want to show you why I love living there. But Kansas public health system is decentralized, and we have 100 local public health departments that cover 105 counties. Of the other states with decentralized public health departments, Kansas has the highest number of counties that with populations numbering less than 5,000. Okay, this is my hometown of Pretty Prairie, Kansas. Population of 650. Looks like they're all crammed into that one little section there at the rodeo. And here is the sponsor of one of the sponsors of the rodeo, the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company. So you can see our work in public health in Kansas is not done. Okay. Here on the graph, you can see We have 10 health departments. The blue are the number of counties, and the red is the percent of our population, which is about 2.6 million. So we have only 10 county local health departments serve more than 50,000 residents, that serve more than 50,000 residents in the counties. And then we have 64 counties that serve less than 10,000 residents. We have several of our local health departments that have maybe two staff. And some of you are shaking your head so you can identify with that. But two or three staff in their health department. So when you look at that, you think, how can they assure that all of the essential services are being provided to the populations that they serve? What is the minimum amount of resources, expertise, and capacity local health systems need to fulfill expectations for performance? Is it a population of 50,000? Is it more? Can it ever be less than that? This is the question that many of our local health departments are asking right now in Kansas and probably in some of the states that you are from. This is a map of our public health preparedness regions. There's 15 of them. You see the little white county, he's the holdout there. And the maverick. The different colors represent the different regions in Kansas. And counties from two of these regions, this one here and the green, the pink and the green, they completed a capacity assessment using the operational definition of a functional local health department. And the regions are now working on approaches to work together towards accreditation and also provide essential services through mutual collaborative agreements. Kansas joined the Multi-State Learning Collaborative in the second phase. And one of the project objectives was the number three, identification of regional core competencies. And another thing with that, and competency identification of competency-based training. And so with that, number three, and this lists the partners that were involved, we sat down and we looked at the competencies at that stage, and we identified advanced level public health competencies that could be met at the regional level when a region was working on the essential service together in a regional effort. So training that was available through the Kansas Learning Management System, which we use Kansas Train, and other sources was identified by competencies and then sorted out by essential service. And this began the development of our essential service tool. And it was developed by our local health section that I told you about, Bureau of Local and Rural Health in the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. And it serves as a model for the regional application of core competencies, the Kansas Core Public Health Program, and orientation to public health. The essential services tool links to competency-based training that's available through our Kansas Train. And since 2004, in Kansas alone, we have had 25,000 accounts created in our learning management system. We've had 983 courses posted and 2,430 live training sessions. We have multiple partners in Kansas that use this system. We, from the very beginning, we had the vision of not only using it for public health, but using it for EMS, for emergency management, folks in the hospitals. We have the Department of Aging, so we all use this system in Kansas. The essential services tool also links to resources within the community toolbox, product of the Work Group for Community Health and Development. How many of you have ever looked at the community toolbox before? It is a wonderful resource that has been around for a while, and it continues to grow. It has 7,000 pages available in it now, and it is the world's largest resource for building capacity for community health and development. They have toolkits available for each essential service that is related to community work. There is a new section. I talked to the folks at the Community Toolbox, and I said, you know, with MAP, NACHO's MAP, I see you guys at the as the recipe card for this is how you drill down, and this is how you actually do this at the recipe card level. You need to talk to NACHO and work together. And so they did, and they called each other up, and they talked. And now, about a month ago, I think is when this they opened their MAP section. They have a chapter on MAP now in the Community Toolbox. And MAP is always linked to them as a resource. And then they have seven new curriculum courses that link from those essential service toolkits, information from those that are scheduled to be available by the end of 2009, and we will link them through our Train. So they'll be available also to, how many here use Train as their learning management system? So they'll be available to you also. The essential services tool also links to our, we used the core public health course program and redid that extensively this year to make sure that all of the essential services were covered in our core public health program. It's a comprehensive one-year training program for people that are new to public health or people who have been in public health and want a refresher or just an across-the-board information in all the essential services. This year has been our best year ever. We have collaborated with our KU School of Medicine Department of Preventive Health and Public Health, Preventive Medicine and Public Health, and it has been a terrific partnership. So we are very pleased with that collaboration. So this slide shows you what you see when you first enter the tool from our Kansas Department of Health and Environment website, and it is linked through our Bureau of Local and Rural Health page. What you see is just the essential service wheel, and you all are familiar with that, and you click on it, and then you see this tool come up. So at the beginning, you see application model, read this document first. You know, everybody wants to go for the wheel first, and then this wheel, and then at the bottom is resources for multiple essential services. That it has several resources that apply to all the essential services, and then as well as public health organizations are listed here. So when you click on that top portion that says read this first, the application model, it can serve as information for an orientation session for new staff. And we use the information this. We do provide an orientation session each year at our spring Governor's Public Health Conference for people that are new to public health or people that just want to go through the refresher course on or a good orientation. And the topics in here include all of these, the core functions, essential services, public health competencies, information about public health accreditation, and all of the Kansas projects that we've been doing that would lead up to accreditation status, and how to use the essential services tool are in this information at the very beginning. And then to enter the rest of the tool, you go back to the wheel, and then you click on any of the essential services. When you actually put your cursor there, when you're at the site, that little wedge lights up, and you click on that, and it takes you right to this page. It has an Excel spreadsheet, and I know that's a very busy page, and I have brought the entire sheet for you to look at a couple of the essential services so you can come up here afterwards and actually look. And of course the new competencies are out now, so we are in the process of getting it updated, and it will be completely changed here soon. But this is how it originally looked, and up in the upper right hand corner, it says all public health competencies are ideally found at the advanced level in each local health department. The competencies highlighted in yellow could be met at the advanced level regionally versus locally when the essential service is being provided as a regional effort. And then we had a section for an overall awareness level training, because some folks would have people that just needed an awareness level. And then there was a couple of courses that provided an overall knowledgeable level of multiple competencies, and like the core public health course, and then the community toolbox toolkit that had lists multiple competencies. Then next we had the indicators for each essential service. Each essential service that can be used for a variety of things, for job descriptions, for talking to your county commissioners, for writing up news articles, for the media. So those are also important within the tool. And then on further down, you do see highlighted in yellow these core competencies that the partners looked at that we felt could be competencies that could be found at the regional level, at the advanced level, with the original competencies that came out if the essential service was being provided as regionally. Then in the white, you see the actual courses that were listed under each major main domain that most courses do cover more than one individual competency. So it got too crazy trying to list a course under each little individual competency, so we list them under the domains. Then as you scroll down further, there are resources for each essential service. And of course, with Essential Service 1, these are the ones that do go along with community health assessment. And so not only do we list national resources, but also Kansas-specific resources for the folks there in Kansas for them to use. So if they were going to be doing a community health assessment, they would just need to come to this tool, and it would list several pages for them to use to obtain data. Now, this is the difference This is the difference with the new tool that it looks. If you've looked at the new competencies, the mid-tier competencies are out now and have been accepted, and they do have the draft for Tier 1 and Tier 3. What they have out is the mid-level, and so in the explanation box, these core competencies are for the mid-tier public health professional. A mid-tier public health professional is an individual with an MPH or related degree and at least 5 years' experience working in the public health field, or an individual without an MPH but at least 10 years' experience working in the public health field. And so now we also have all of the courses are hot linked, so you can just click on them and go directly to the course. And we no longer have those highlighted in yellow because these tiers are for the entry level, mid level, and the Tier 3. So when you have all of these questions coming to you in a cloud of tornado of confusion, look to the rainbow of colors in the Essential Services tool for all of these things, for orientation, job descriptions, training plans, community health assessment, and finding public health data. And we hope that you will look at the Essential Services tool. And I hope that if you are someone that provides education and training, that you will submit your training, become a course provider for Kansas Train, and put your training on there so that we can include your training into our Essential Service tool. So thank you so much for your time.